I came across an advertisement I got in the in an email of a of the Siyum that we're going to be doing at YU on Seder Mowrid this Sunday, and I was looking at the pictures of Rabbi Schechter and me and Rabbi Feldman, and I realized that I have all of Rabbi Feldman's Sfarim and I haven't looked at them in a while, and he has very good things. So I opened up the second volume of Bina B'Sfarim, of Rabbi Feldman's Sfarim, and the Sefer Bina B'Sfarim. In the second volume, he has a whole piece on Nesias Kapayim. So not only is this connected to what we've done recently in the Daf Yomi, because there's a very important Tosfos in Chagiga Daf Tezayin, but this is also very nogea to this time of the year, because here in Chutz Laaretz, where we do not have the privilege of having Birchas Kohanim all the time, we only have Birchas Kohanim on the Yom Tovim, there is not a time in the calendar where we have Birchas Kohanim more frequently than we do over this month, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So we have so much, we have Birchas Kohanim so many times that I thought it would be kedai to discuss a little bit about Birchas Kohanim. Now, in the past, we've discussed certain elements of Birchas Kohanim. In the past, I've given shiurim about Shomea Ka'ona when it comes to Birchas Kohanim. There are Rishonim, or early Achronim at least, that report that they went to certain communities and they heard of a minhag where only one Kohen actually says the Birchas Kohanim. That's one way to make sure they're all singing the same tune, if only one of them is actually doing it, and everyone else would just listen and they'd be Yotzi the Shomea Ka'ona. And there's a Beis HaLevi and a Tziv that we discussed at length that issue. So I want to skip that issue tonight because it's been discussed. I want to get into some new issues, some things that maybe we haven't discussed as much. The main chakira that the Achronim discuss when it comes to Birchas Kohanim is exactly what kind of din is this that the Kohen has to be mevarich. Is this part of tefillah? Is it a din in tefillah, the din of Birchas Kohanim? Or is it maybe not a din in tefillah, it's a din in avoda? Now, there are certain elements that certainly suggest that it's tefillah. Obviously, most notably, is its placement in where we do it. We don't just have Kohanim get up in the middle of the day, in the middle of nowhere, and just be mevarich us. We have Kohanim get up in shul, in the middle of Chazaras Hashat, in the middle of the Shmona Esrei. So that would certainly suggest tefillah, but on the other hand, usually things that Kohanim do as shluchim of Klal Yisrael would be something that relates to avoda, because that's what they do in the Beis Hamikdash. They're machlokes and gemar, shluchei drachman or shluchei didan. There's someone's shluchim in representing Klal Yisrael in the Beis Hamikdash, in dealing with all the korbanos hatzibur and even the korbanos hayichidim of dealing with all the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. So that is the basic chakira that everyone discusses. Is it like avoda or is it like tefillah? Now, the Gemara Maseches Sota on Daf Lamed Ches discusses a little bit over here. If you look in source number 2, Tanu Rabbanan, Kosavarchu. The pasuk says Kosavarchu b'lashon hakodesh, that a dafka has to be done b'lashon hakodesh. So Atomer b'lashon hakodesh u'ein ela b'chalashon. The Gemara says, how do I know? Who says that means that it has to be done in Hebrew? Maybe you could do Birchas Kohanim in whatever language you want. If people don't understand Hebrew and the blessing is not going to be so meaningful to them, so maybe we should be able to translate it and let them say it in English. Let them say it in whatever language does work. So Nemar kan kosavarchu v'nemar ala alan el yamdu levarich ha'sa'am. Mal alan b'lashon kodesh af kan b'lashon kodesh. So the Gemara is a drasha that it connects this to the brachos nagriz mareval that just like over there was clearly b'lashon kodesh, Birchas Kohanim has to be b'lashon kodesh. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't even need that. You don't need to compare it to other psukim. Harei omer ko. It says the word ko. Ko means this is how you do it. This is how you do it means, and no other way. This is the only way to do it. Here's the text. You can't change the text. And that's it. And that's why it has to be B'lashon HaKodesh. Now, typically speaking, tefillah. Does tefillah have to be B'lashon HaKodesh? Tefillah, we it happens to be our minhag is we daven B'lashon HaKodesh.
But do you mean tefillah as in Shmona Esrei or tefillah in general?
In general, to be mekayim the mitzvah of tefillah. So it happens to be Shmona Esrei because the Anshei Knesset Gedolah were misakein and they put it in such a way that we don't really know the deep kavanos or whatever the explanation is. But tefillah, to be mekayim the mitzvah of tefillah, even in Milah Shmona Esrei, if you want to add a bakasha, b'chol lashon, whatever language you want to add a bakasha, there's nothing wrong with it. You're allowed to add bakashas in tefillah. That's considered part of davening. You're not allowed to talk about other things during tefillah. That's a hafzik in the tefillah. But you could certainly talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and daven in whatever language you want during davening. The fact that there's an insistence on Lashon HaKodesh gives indicates at least a little bit that maybe it's not purely a din in tefillah, Maybe it's something else. Again, that doesn't prove it's avoda. It just would seem to indicate that it's not necessarily tefillah. The Gemara goes on to say, Tanya idach kosavarchu ba'amida. That another din of Birch's Kohanim is that it has to be done ba'amida. It has to be done standing up. Atomer ba'amida ve'enu eleva filu b'yeshiva. Is that really true? Maybe it could even be done sitting down. Nemar kan kosavarchu v'nemar lalan elu yamdu levarich. So it has a drasha that we connected to amida. And then the Gemara says, no, you don't even need that drasha. Rabbi Nassan says you don't even need that drasha. It's obvious that it has to be done ba'amida. Now the din of amida, is that a din in tefillah, that tefillah must be done in amida? So there's a lechatchila with Shmon Esrei, obviously. One is yotzei tefillah, certainly, with shaloba amida. So is there, but avoda must be ba'amida. So that would indicate that it's more a din in avoda and less a din in tefillah, yeah? Part of the problem in sorting all of this out is that exact point, that it's hard to say one or the other when the two are so closely connected, when tefillah and avodah themselves are so closely connected. But I guess the question would be, bizman shebeis hamikdash haya kayam, the fact that we have three tefillahs a day, the Gemara says, is tefillahs keneged tamidim tikkunim, we are misakin keneged the karbanos. When the beis hamikdash was around, we also had tefillah. And the tefillahs were not about the karbanos necessarily, you just said tefillah, because there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, according to Machlokes Rambam Ramban, how often the mitzvah d'oraisa is, but there is a mitzvah d'oraisa for sure of davening. So this din of Birchas Kohanim, is it a form of tefillah fundamentally, or is it a form of avoda that has nothing to do? Is it always done? Well, that's what we're saying, B'lashon HaKodesh, Ba'amida, like there's a formality to it. I doubt it. But that's a good question, right. So that's the chakira that the achronim have. Now, if let's say someone is a tamei meis, allowed to do birchas kohanim? Pashtus is, of course, every single time we do birchas kohanim, every single kohen that's involved in birchas kohanim is a tamei meis. So of course a tamei meis is doing birchas kohanim. A tamei meis allowed to do avoda? No. But then again, this is, even if it is avoda, it's not really avoda. It's not avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. I mean, the fact that a tamei meis is excluded is probably not a din in avoda as much as it is a din in Beis Hamikdash, and avoda happens to be done in the Beis Hamikdash. So that probably is not going to be proof one way or the other. So what I want to do is, and this again is taken pretty much entirely lock, stock, and barrel straight from Rabbi Feldman from the Sefer Bina B'Svarim, is go through a number of other halachos. We haven't gone through any halachos yet. Really, we've just gone through this basic question, this basic chakira, but go through a number of halachos of Birchas Kohanim, and then come back at the end and see if maybe some of these other halachos, some of the analysis of these other halachos, maybe can shed light on this issue. Now, the first halacha that we'll go through is the halacha is that someone who's Ovid Avodah Zarah is not allowed to do Birchas Kohanim. The Gemara says in the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, and it's based on a Gemara, obviously. If you look in Beis Yosef, actually, let's take that, because it's a Gemara in Menachos, but Beis Yosef quotes all the relevant sources. If you look in the Beis Yosef in source number 7, Nishtamed lo yisa es kapav. If a person is a Meshumad, he shouldn't do Nisiyas Kapayim, he should not do Birchas Kohanim. Now, the obvious question is, if he's a Meshumad, why would he want to do Birchas Kohanim? So you've heard of crazier things. He's visiting his family for Yad. So he wants to make nice with his family, so he comes to shul with his family, even though he's a mishumad and he's converted to Christianity or whatever. But he wants to be nice with his family. He comes to the family simchas or whatever. So he wants to do birchas kohanim. You've heard of crazier things than this. So b'sof menachos, the gemara at the end of menachos says, Tanan, hakohanim sheshimshu bebeis chonyo lo yishamshu b'mikdash b'Yerushalayim, that they made a gzera that any kohen who served in Beis Chonya, which was like a competing place of Avoda against the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, they had this other place where people would go and they would bring karbanos and they would do all sorts of different things. In fact, the Gemara in Maseches Nazir talks about what if a person says, Hareini Nazir al menas shagaleach beBeis Chonya, that I'm going to be a Nazir on the condition that my Giluach, the Nazirus involves a Giluach, the shaving of the hair at the end of the period of the Nazirus, 30 days or more, whatever the period of the Nazirus is, is that the Giluach shouldn't have to be in the Beis HaMikdash, let it be in Beis Chonio. Is that called Masnal Mashakasav Torah? That a person is making a Tanai against what it says in the Torah. So this comes up. Beis Chonio was a real concern. In fact, it was so much of a concern that they made a Gzeira that any Kohen who ever served there cannot serve in the Beis HaMikdash. And certainly, if they were worshipping other gods, they were worshipping God, they just weren't doing it in God's house. They were doing it in Beis Chonio. But certainly, if you worship other gods, then certainly you're possible of Birch Kohanim. Upirish Rashi. That certainly, that what it means, the Gemara speaks cryptically about things it doesn't want to say. Davaracher in Shas means a lot of different things. It means a pig, it means the unmentionable. So the unmentionable, the thing that we can't even say, is that a person is gonna do Avodah Zarah. So that's what Rashi has to fill us in. That's what it means. That a person is not, who worshipped Avodah Zarah should not do Avodah. And Tosfos over there writes, the Beis Yosef quotes, because we shama Tosfos, she sefer hazohar probably should be, hevi raya mikan, she kohen shenishtamed lo yisa eskapav. That this is a raya, that a kohen who became a mishumud, shenat unasiyas kapayim, shenat duchen. Vizeu das harambam, and that's the shita sarambam, ulefi da'atam, vadai da'afilu shav b'tshuva lo mahani. And if that's the reason that a Meshumad can't do Birchus Kohanim, it would mean that even if he later does tshuva, still can't do Birchus Kohanim. Why not? Wait a second. So this is the other relevance of this topic to the period that we're in right now. I started to make tshuva. We believe tshuva works. Tshuva is supposed to work. It's supposed to work for everything. Not everything, the 24 exceptions, but it's supposed to work for almost everything. There's one chapter of Hilchos Tshuva where the Rambam goes through the Chavdal Dvarim HaMa'akvanas HaTshuva, the 24 things for which Tshuva doesn't really work for. But even there, at the end of Perek Dalet of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam writes that he was just kidding. It's not that tshuva doesn't work at all for those, not that he was just kidding, but that it's not that tshuva doesn't work at all for those things, but that those things make tshuva much, much harder. But on that list of 24 things that are ma'akev tshuva, you will not find Gilei Arayos, Shvichus Damim, Avodah Zarah, those things you're supposed to be able to do regular tshuva for. So Avodah Zarah is something a person could do regular tshuva for. He has a charata, kabbalah asid, vidoy, and he should be good, and he should be fine. He's a tzadik gamur. But he's not able to be noseis kapav. Why? Why can't he be noseis kapav if he did tshuva? What would be the svara for such a Rambam? Because the pasuk says, lo yalu kanei abamos. That where do we get this idea that a coin that's a mishumah is not allowed to be nosei kapav? We didn't make it up out of just what seems like the decent thing. It's because the Gemara said specifically there was a gezeira that the kohanim who are mishamish bebeis chonyo cannot be nosei kapayim in the Beis HaMikdash, cannot do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. That specifically, if you worshipped in a different context, you cannot worship in this context. Why? Not because of who you are, not because you're not a tzaddik. Person does tshuva, he is a tzaddik. But because it sends the wrong message, that everyone's going to see this coin and say, oh yeah, I remember when he was the priest. It's just a bad image. It projects this horrible image. That everyone's going to, that's the guy that you choose. There's an interesting discussion in Poskim. Should you dafka have a bal tshuva be your bal tefillah? If you have everyone's of equal talent, let's say, equally talented or untalented in the shul, should you have someone who's a bal tshuva? Is that the better thing to do? Or should you have someone who's not a bal tshuva? So the argument goes that someone who had a bad reputation, Minu Urav, from when he was young, everyone's going to say, I remember that guy, he used to eat in McDonald's. That's the guy that they have that's going to... So doing the Avoda, and maybe doing Birchas Kohanim, there are certain things that in a person's past, not because of who he is, he's a Tzadik Gamur, he did Tshuva, he's a Tzadik Gamur, but it just presents this bad image, and it gets the wrong idea in people's minds. So that's why he's not allowed to do Birchas Kohanim, that's the Shita Sarambam, even if he does Tshuva. And then he writes, Umasha Kasav Rabbeinu in the second paragraph of Beis Yosef, Rashi Kasav Kivin Shashav B'tshuva Lo Yisa Kapav, Kein Kasav Shamatos B'shmo, that Rashi says that if someone who does tshuva, that Rashi disagrees with the Rambam, says he is allowed to duchen again if he does tshuva. That's what Tosos writes in the name of Rashi. Vevi Raya Midim Esayim Bosa Mishnah Harei Elu Keba'alei Mumin. And the raya is that that same Mishnah that says that the Kohen who served in Beis Chonyo and Kol Shekein Davar Acher who worshipped Avodah Zarah is not allowed to be Nosi Kapayim, that same, and it's not, by the way, it doesn't say worshipped Avodah Zarah, Kohen who was Mishamesh Bebeis Avodah Zarah, means he was a priest. A Kohen who was a leading figure in involved in Avodah Zarah, is not letting Nosei Kapayim. It says it's Kibalei Mumin. It's like he's a Balmum. Now, what's the halach of Balmum? A Balmum Shenisrape. If he has a refuah from his mum, so good. So he's kosher again. So that's the raya that Rashi and Tosfos bring that he is allowed to be Nosei Kapayim again. That he does tshuva nisrape. So his avera is nisrape. He had a refuah, and then he's allowed to be Nosei Kapayim. Let's say a person has a mum on his hands. The Gemara says a person who has a balmum on his hands can't be Nosei Kapayim because everyone's going to be staring and it's going to be distracting. We'll see that later. Tosfos Chagiga discusses. So, but if his hands get better, he has a refuah, then certainly he's allowed to be Nosei Kapayim again if the mum is fixed. So what does Shulchan Aruch Paskin in this issue? On the issue of a Kohen who had been Meshumad, says the Shulchan Aruch, Mumar la avodas alilim lo yisas kapav, v'yesh omrim shemasa tshuva Nosei Kapav. So first he quotes a stam that he's not allowed to be Nosei Kapav. He doesn't say explicitly within the stam that if he does tshuva, he can't, but he quotes a yesh omrim that he can, that if he does tshuva, he's eligible again. And then the Rama just adds v'cheinikir, and we pass like the yesh omrim that if he does tshuva, then it's fine. Now the question becomes: that's great if if we're talking about someone who's oved avodah zarah. There are many places in Shas where you talk about people who do other averos, and the Gemara will say, you know how bad this avera is? It's ka'oved avodah zarah. Anyone who does this, it's a kilu kafar be'kala Torah kula. It's kilu kafar be'ikar. It's as if he denied God's existence. Would you say about all those things also that a person cannot be Nosei Kapav? Now, certainly for something that's clearly Musar, that's clearly Musar Vard and not meant halachically, like kala koes. Anyone who gets angry is kilu ovid avodah zarah. The Gemara says in Pesachim and elsewhere that anyone who gets angry, it's as if he's ovid avodah zarah. It would limit our field a little bit of kohanim. Anyone who ever got angry, that's easy. And especially veld like shittas Rambam, that even if he does tshuva, that's it. And he's disqualified from birchas kohanim. That would be very. Right, kohanim are a little right. So that's clearly not going to be, and obviously we don't take those things literally in the halachic sense. We take them seriously, but not literally in a halachic sense. For example, someone holds a gun to your head and says, "You better get angry, or I'm going to kill you." So you don't have to say, "I will not get angry. I'll take the bullet rather than get angry." No, you're allowed to get angry in that situation. You can get angry at the guy that's holding a gun to your head. You're allowed to get angry in that situation. It's not. We don't treat it literally like avodah zarah. It's not really one of the yahrik v'aliyavars. It's not a halachic statement. But there are some that are a halachic statement, like someone who's mechal shabbos befarhesia is kimumar, or is kovid avodah zarah. Someone is kofar beikar. To what extent do we say, why do I say that that's halachic? Where does this ever play out in halacha that someone's mechal shabbos parasya, that we treat him, not that it becomes yaharik val yavar necessarily, but that we wouldn't be mitzarif into a minion? He's kovid avodah chavim, he's like a guy, so we wouldn't be mitzarif into a minion. Now, are his children Jewish? Well, it depends who his wife is, but are his, there are a lot of halachos that he's still going to be Jewish. He doesn't lose his yichus. He doesn't need a gerus when he decides to do tshuva, even though there were poskim that were rishonim that were makbid to do a tevila for a bali tshuva also, to do like a gerus l'chumra for a bali tshuva, which is astonishing. They wouldn't do that nowadays, but there was such a concept. But would we say that someone who's Mechal Shabbos cannot be Nosei Kapav? Now, this happens all the time. People often will have members of the family who they're spending Yantif with, who are there for Yantif and are being respectful over the course of Yantif and, you know, going to shul and doing whatever the rest of the family is doing, but they're Mechal Shabbos and Bifarasya. So are they allowed to be Nosei Kapav? To what extent do we equate the two? Now, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe in the Rav Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuf Chav Ches, in source number 9, he starts telling us about things that a person can't do That if a person does, he can't be mevarech. And he says, you know, no matter what he's done, for the most part, it's not going to prevent him from being mevarech. And he says in the third line from the bottom of the source, even if there are rumors going on about this guy, about the worst of eros, and even if it's not just people talking, it's not just stam something you saw on Facebook, it's true. And even if he's violating these averos, and he never did tshuva, still he could be nosei kapov. But then he adds in parentheses, unless he's mechal shabbos faresia, then he's like a guy of the choldover. Then he can't be nosei kapov. Imagine the kind of battles that are going to happen in shuls over the course of Yom Tovim. If you tell people that their children and their cousins and their uncles and their whoever are not allowed to be nosei kapov. The only things, the only averos that will prevent someone from being nosei kapov is if he's meimer das, if a person has converted out of the religion, or he's a murderer. But he also added chil shabbos b'farasya, that also counts. That's the Rav Shulchan Aruch Sittim. But thankfully, the Mishnah Brura says otherwise. The Mishnah Brura writes, in the next source, at the end of source number 10, Kasvu Achronim, Da'afilum Hemer L'das Yishma'elim, She'enim Ovdim Ovdei Gelulim. Even if let's say he didn't convert to the Ovid Avodah Zarah, he converted to Islam. So he was serving one God, he was bowing to Allah 5 times a day, instead of davening 3 times. We've discussed in the past that Islam is very different than Christianity. Christianity, from a Jewish perspective, is Vaday Avodah Zarah. From a non-Jewish perspective, is machlokas, whether it's avodah zarah, meaning that for a Jew to practice Christianity is definitely avodah zarah. For a non-Jew to practice Christianity may or may not be asur, may or may not be a violation of avodah zarah. It's definitely wrong. The religion is definitely not. We certainly don't believe it has any MS, meaning you say every once in a while you hear an open-minded rabbi who's so open-minded that he'll say there are many paths to God, and there's the path of Islam and the path of... That's how Abikorsis. That's ridiculous. You can't say something like that. But it may not be an Isser, it may not be Avodah Zarah for a non-Jew to practice Christianity, but for a Jew, it's definitely Avodah Zarah. Islam is... again, wrong, but it may not be, it certainly is not actually Avodah Zarah, because it's monotheistic. So there's no Avodah Zarah. In fact, I've mentioned in the past, something unbelievable, one of my Talmidim told me, I confirmed it with him, that Rav Nevensal Shlita holds that one is not allowed to destroy a mosque, because a mosque is a Beis Tefillah, Goyim are chayiv in Tefillah also, so it's where they daven. So you're not allowed to destroy a Beis Tefillah. It has Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, B'miktas. As someone conditions based on Knesset, you're not allowed to destroy a mosque. So I said, what am I telling him to go ask him? So how do you plan on building a third base of Miglash? We're going to have to, there's something in the way over there. So he said, no, to build a base of Miglash, to put a base tefillah on that spot, a base of Oda on that spot, that certainly would be okay. And especially if Yalda comes from the Shemayim. Right, it's Malam B'Kodesh, exactly. And especially if you hold like those Midrashim that it's Yorid Min HaShemayim, then obviously it's not going to be our problem, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu figure it out. But that's what Nevensal holds. Unbelievable. So Mishnah Brura says that even someone who's Hemer L'Das Yishme'elim, She'enim Ovdim Ovdi Gelulim, Afilu Achim Nikr Mumar L'Yisa Kapov. He still shouldn't be Nosei Kapayim if he converted out of the religion to whatever religion it may be, whether it's evil or not as evil or more, whatever religion, whatever level we view that religion on, it doesn't make a difference. I'm sorry, I thought he disagreed. He says someone who's mechal shabbos faresia also is like an ovid avodah zarah. He agrees with the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and he says v'lo yisakapav is not allowed to do nesias kapayim. So who disagrees? Shulchan Aruch Rav and Mishnah Brura both say that someone's mechal shabbos faresia. So you hear Shulchan Aruch Rav, you say, okay, it's not my problem. I'm not a lubavitcher. Well, unless you are a lubavitcher, then it is your problem. But that you hear Mishnah Brura, wait a second. Now it's everybody's. Mishnah Brura is pretty mainstream for everybody, and Mishnah Brura obviously is quoting Shulchan Aruch Rav like he does on every single page of Mishnah Brura. It's not such a shock. But is there anyone that holds otherwise? So comes along Rav Moshe in the Tshuva in Or Chaim Chelik Aleph Siman Lamed Gimel Bidvar Mechalei Shabbos Pefarhesia Linin Nesias Kapayim. Topic is Mechalei Shabbos Pefarhesia as far as Nesias Kapayim. So he writes this to this Tshuva of Rav Shlomo Yehuda Leib Halevi Levitin. Shlita, Hagona Bezin, Rock Island. Where's Rock Island? I don't know. You have a rock island? Did Rav Moshe hear it wrong? Is it supposed to be? Huh? Is there such a place? Okay, good. Maybe there is, maybe there's not such a place, but what?
Rockland County?
Yeah.
Rockland. Yeah? Rock Island? Do you think he means Rockland? That's Ramesh's son-in-law lived in Rockland. you would think you would know Rockland County.
There is a Rabbi Levitin in Rockland, ironically.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So maybe that's him. I don't know. Okay, so anyway, so Rav Moshe deals with this issue. Mechalei Shabbos Parasya. So says Rav Moshe as follows. He says, it's true that a Mumar Lo Avdei Kochavim is possible to do Nesias Kapayim. However, he says, and it's true, generally speaking, Mechalei Shabbos Parasya is in many ways considered like an Oved Avodah Zarah. However, Rav Moshe writes, I'm going to try to get to the if you look in the third line of that first big paragraph, Ach eich shenema halishita saramim shovel avodazara pasul afilu asa tshuva v'chiyifslu kam v'mechali shabbos sheshavu b'tshuva. He says, he presents it as like, you can't possibly mean this. If you say like the Rambam, meaning if you pass like the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that a mechal shabbos is mamish like an ovid avodazara, and you pass like the Rambam, that an ovid avodazara, that even after he does tshuva, can't do nesias kapayim. So would that mean that someone who's Mechal Shabbos and then does tshuva can't do Nesias Kapayim? He says, Zevata lo nitin le'emar klal. You can't say that. V'imkein chazinan sheleinim Nesias Kapayim eino kovid akum. And therefore, if we don't say that, there's no way the Rambam would say that a Baal Tshuva, the typical Baal Tshuva, who used to be Mechal Shabbos, can't do Nesias Kapayim. There's no way that the Rambam would say that. And therefore, that's the raya that it must be, that it's not literally like an Ovid Avodah Zarah. Yeah, but that's not a raya. It's just like, I can't believe it. But come on, why not? What's the flaw in the logic? V'atamu pashut da'af la'vodzar gufei chazin chalukim sof menachos de b'shchitol akum af shechayv misa kizrika va'usra behema mikomakom kivin dolavi shirus lo mifsal. There's a shita in the Gemara Menachos that if all you did is shchitol la'vodzara, since that's not an act of service, it's more preparatory. It's like the hechsher aveira. It's not really the act of service itself, then maybe that doesn't pass on. But wait a second. Shchita l'avodah zarah is every bit as much of an avodah zarah as hishtachava l'avodah zarah, as haktara l'avodah zarah, or anything else you want to do for an avodah zarah. It's yahreg val yavar, it's all of those things. So why is there room for such a shita that shchita l'avodah zarah would not make a person possible for nesias kapayim? Where does such a shita come from? So says Rav Moshe, it must be that we're not talking about the isser of being Ovid Avodah Zarah. That's not the psul over here in the Nesias Kapayim. It's not about the isser of being Ovid Avodah Zarah. What's it about? It's about being Mishares La'Avodah Zarah. It's about the act of service to Avodah Zarah. It's not about the Avera, whether a person is considered to have violated Avodah Zarah. So he goes on to say, in the second paragraph, v'gam b'chidush ha'biyarti, and I explained in my chidush manshas, b'tam ha'chiluk b'shabbos l'achshiv v'kakum b'ein sinu l'faresi. He says, think about even chilu Shabbos. Within the world of chilu Shabbos, what do we say? Anyone who's mechal Shabbos is dino ka'akum? No, we don't say that. We say anyone who's mechal Shabbos b'farhesia is dino ka'akum. If you're mechal Shabbos b'tzina, but there were two edim and you had asra, what's the halacha? Chayv skila, right? Mechal Shabbos b'farhesia, two edim asra, what's the halacha? Chayiv skila. It's the same halacha. Why is it then that it's only Mechal Shabbos b'farhesia is considered to be ka'akum, but Mechal Shabbos b'tzina is not like a guy, he's not considered like a guy? What's the difference? Mitzadi isser, it's the same exact isser. Just like shchita and haktara and zrika and ishtachava for avodah zarah, it's all the same isser. So what's the difference? Shalachor einu muvan. Hagam b'tzina hu ba'oso ha'chomer atzmo sheish b'faresia. Tzina and faresia is the same level of iser mitzad Shabbos, as far as Shabbos is concerned. Ulin k'firin, as far as the denial of the Ribbono Shalom's creation of the world in 6 days. Adraba, b'tzina yesh k'tas yoser k'firin. It says, Rav Moshe, if you would have asked me, I would have said you're a bigger kofar if you're Mechal Shabbos b'tzina than if you're Mechal Shabbos b'faresia. Why is that a bigger kfira? So it's something we all know well. We learn because for some unknown reason we all learn Baba Kama when we're in elementary school, so we could really learn something that we don't understand. And the Gemara in Baba Kama talks about how the difference between a ganav and a gazlan, the difference between a ganav and a gazlan being that one does it bitzin and one does bi farhesya, and which one is the worse one? Which one is the one who's considered the greater avarian? The one who does it bitzina. Why? Because the one who does a bitzina is worried about people seeing him, but it's ki'iluhi saying, I'm not worried about the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm only worried about other people. Whereas the one who does a befarasya is not worried about anybody, he just doesn't care. So it's better not to care at all than to say that you're more scared of people than you are of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So says Rav Moshe, I would say the same thing about a Mechal Shabbos. Someone's Mechal Shabbos befarasya, he just doesn't care. But if he's Mechal Shabbos Betzina, means he socially, it would be bad for him if people know that he's Mechal Shabbos. So he goes and he texts without the Shabbos app on his phone. That's a different shir for a different time. But he goes and he texts in his room, when no one is looking. So he says, "Rakim be'im mitzad zem Mechal Shabbos avlimu mitzad she'eno mid b'nisayon dar vachas mamon olamalos tavaso." So he says, if a guy's doing it befarhesya, he looks like a kofer. But if he's doing it, if he's doing it befarhesya, it looks like he has a taiva to be mechal Shabbos. V'lchem detzina yachol lomar shu rak lemale ta'avaso. Va'afim lomar klum talino mitzad cheskos kashrus sharak lemale ta'avaso v'lo mitzad kofer. He says, here's the difference. This is why befarhesya is worse than sinna. Because when a person is Mechal Shabbos Betzina, he's not making any statement against the Ribbono Shel Olam. All he's saying is that he has a real bad Yetzer Hara, that he has a taiva, he's addicted to his cell phone or his movies or whatever it is that he's doing or turning on his light. He just can't overcome that taiva. That's someone's Mechal Shabbos Betzina. Someone's Mechal Shabbos Befarhesya, it's not about taiva. It's about making a public statement that he's going against Shabbos. That's he's kofer b'briyas olam. The chazin and shafal chum nevelus l'teavon yesh l'cheskas kashrus shlo yochel l'hachis. And just because someone is b'cheskas that he's going to do an avera l'teavon because he has a terrible taiva for that avera, doesn't mean he's also going to do the avera when he doesn't have a taiva. Doesn't mean that he's going to do the avera l'hachis. Someone who's ochel nevelus when he's really hungry or when the food looks so delicious, doesn't mean that when he has kosher food available, he's also going to be ochel nevelus. Someone who's suspected of a lesser level iser is not chashud for a higher level iser. Aval befarhesya harei machshavasa v'kavanasav him dvarim shebelev shlo yadu al aron. But once you're doing it publicly, no one's reading your mind. It's not about what's in your heart. It's about what everyone sees. You're making a public demonstration. V'haroim yom rishos zemitzat shu kofer. And everyone sees a mechal Shabbos because he has a taiva to drive a car, and a mechal Shabbos because he's a kofer beiker look the same to everybody else. So that's what makes Mechal Shabbos Farhesya so bad, because the Dvarim Shebelev, whatever the person's thinking, is irrelevant, because he's making the same public statement. Nimso sha'asa maisa kfira b'chol ofen, v'afim b'liba hu ma'amin b'Hashem. Public desecration of Shabbos is a maisa kfira, even if you're just doing it because you're a bal taiva, because you're doing it in public, you're doing it l'enei ro'im, so it's considered to be kofer. So he says, so how does that translate to America? When people are Mechal Shabbos, he says, I've seen people, Rav Moshe writes, certainly in the 1930s and 1940s in America, it was very common that people on Shabbos morning would go to the early minyan, and they'd go to shul, and they'd daven, and then they'd go to work. And their Chil Shabbos Befarhesya was so blatantly, obviously not a kfir about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was so very clear that it was a taiva. It was wrong, but it was a taiva. It was because they had to make ends meet. And that taiva to be able to keep their job, to make ends meet, that's what caused them to violate the Aveira. So he says, unbelievable that Rav Moshe is willing to take this leap. Meaning, I would say, Mechal Shabbos Farhesya is Mechal Shabbos Farhesya. Chazal keep referring to Mechal Shabbos Farhesya. That doesn't change. Rav Moshe says, no, what's the Vardin being Mechal Shabbos Farhesya? What's the din? It's not a din in Farhesya. It's a din in a public statement of Kfira. And it's not a public statement of kfira. He says, "Bipo sheyadua sherov mechal Shabbos him b'shvil tayvus amamon." Everyone knows it's for money. V'yesh harbe sholchum lebeis haknas l'spalel. There are lots of people that go daven v'achar kachol chum lebeis mischarim and then go to work. Efshar gam shehu b'farhesya nidon kibetzina. So he says, even if it's publicly, it's Mechal Shabbos Tzina. Shlo Yom Arom Klal Shu Maisa Kfira. No one's going to think it's Maisa Kfira. Rak Shosa Averu Dechol Shabbos Pshil Taiva. Shem Kein Gam Lechol Davra Enu Kovid Avod Chavim. So he says, therefore, it's not Dino Ka'atim. Unbelievable. But wait a second, that's great for 1940s America. What does that do for us? That's a little bit outdated, right? If someone told me that when the Young Israel movement started, one of the big things that they did was moving davening to 9 o'clock, and that was a din in Frumkeit to move it so late, because what they were essentially doing was saying, you can't go to work now. If you're going to daven at a Young Israel, there's not going to be an early meeting. You can't go to work. You can daven at 9 o'clock. You can't go to... So we think of like, you know, the 9 o'clock davening, okay, those are the guys that are missing Zman Kriya Shema, you know, 80% of the year. So it's true that, but when it started, it was the Migdar Milsa. I mean, it was to make a statement about people not being Mechal Shabbos. So says Rav Moshe, therefore, Ledina in the Poslo. But, then at the end of the Tshuva he says, but... L'migdar milsa, he understands that people don't want to allow Mechal Shabbos to be Nosei Kapehim, but in a shul where they do allow it, you can't make a Mechal. So he says, I think the appropriate thing is that a Kohen should represent something. And if a Kohen is a Mechal Shabbos, he shouldn't be Nosei Kapehim. That's the appropriate thing. But Lahalacha, I don't think you could stop it. Lahalacha, Mechal Shabbos is not the same as an Ovid Avodah Zarah. Just like someone who's shochet l'avodah zarah is not the same as someone who's masharis l'avodah zarah. Why? Because someone who's maktir l'avodah zarah or is masharis in some other way l'avodah zarah is making a public statement that he serves the avodah zarah, not just that he violates an aveira, but that he's here to serve an avodah zarah. It's a statement of kfira. Whereas shchita, you could hear, is not as big a statement of kfira. And that's what it's really all about. It's not about the chomer ha'isr. Because as far as Chomer Isr goes, Mechal Shabbos Betzin, Mechal Shabbos Faresi are exactly the same thing. It's the same Chiyuv Skila. And as far as Chomer Isr goes, Shechita for Avodah Zarah and Haktar for Avodah Zarah are exactly the same thing.
Actually, I see that as being consistent with what you first mentioned with the Kohen who is in the other temple, let's say. Because here we're not concerned with the Onesh, because as you say, they are identical. We're more concerned with what people are talking about, what they're saying that message is. So in the way Rav Moshe talks about it, he says people will understand. They're davening, they're going to work. That's not the kind of kfira that people are then going
to... And that could even translate to our times,
right?
Because most people understand that Mechalei Shabbos generally that go off the dark, but it's taiva. It's not, you know, usually it's not ideologically motivated. People have taivas, and people unfortunately follow their taivas. So as long as that's, and it fits well, you're right, it fits well with the original source. We have to remember, the original source of the whole problem, someone was Ovid Avodah Zarah, was the fact that it was bad optics, that it was someone who was Meshamish B'Beis Chonyo, or is Meshamish in L'davar Acher, that person shouldn't be Meshamish. Yeah.
Is that why maybe they tell you not to look? This way you can see who's the guy that was doing something wrong. So you can't judge them while you're accepting.
That's a different din. Meaning, it doesn't say that. Meaning, the fact that you're not allowed to look, that's probably a din in Hashras Hashchina or something. That's a different halacha. Maybe an additional reason not to. But ideally, the Kohen should. Yeah, but the Kohen should represent something. That's what I'm saying. The Kohen should still represent some lofty status, that you shouldn't have someone who's, you know, whoever's going to say, I don't want that guy's bracha. You know, you shouldn't have that be the person who's the Kohen. Rav Soloveitchik was also making on the issue of the Kohen's Mechal Shabbos for a totally different reason. In the journal Masora, in the second volume of the journal Masora, Rav Soloveitchik writes, not Rav Soloveitchik writes, Rabbi Ganak or Rabbi Shechter, whoever wrote it up, I think they're the ones that wrote up all of Rav Soloveitchik's Torahs and all the Masorah journals. I have all the Masorah journals from my uncle Julie, say thank you to him. So Ayin Ram Perek Tes B'S Migdash, I typed this up myself, so there's some typos over here in source number 12. The Ramam Perek Tes B'S Migdash, Kol Koin Shavad Avodah Zarah Bein B'Meizu 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 Shogeg, any Koin who does Avodah Zarah B'Meizu B'Meizu Shogeg, even if he does Tshuva Gemura, Lo Yishamish B'Migdash Dom, is never allowed to work in the base of Migdash. He's never allowed to serve in the base of Migdash. So the Rambam holds, Tshuva isn't going to help over here. Tosos is Cholik. Good, we already saw that. Now in the third line, V'hinei, Midesvir Leila Rambam Daf B'Shasa Tshuva Adai Noik P'sul Zeh, from the fact that the Rambam holds that even if you did Tshuva, the P'sul still applies. Hare misbayer lehedya disvirle dev psul bazeh machmas rishos agavur mumraso. You see very clearly that the psul of a kohen who was over avodah zarah is not mitzad the avera shabo. It's not because of the rishos of the guy. Because you know why? He's a bigger tzaddik than the tzaddik who was born a tzaddik. He's a great tzaddik. The shame rush is gone. And certainly he doesn't have a din of a mumar anymore. You're allowed to drink his wine? Of course you're allowed to. He's a tzaddik gomur. Says Rav Salvechik, a beautiful mashal. The best parallel for this is the idea of that which was muktza and nevad. You have an animal that was designated for avodah zarah or was worshipped for avodah zarah. That it's ma'us l'gavoa. It's just disgusting for it to be used l'gavoa. Any coin that did avodah zarah, it's ma'us l'gavoa. And that's why it's possible to do the avodah. And he says that's why we have, even by klei hamikdash, that were used for avodah zarah, they're possible to the avodah. What, the klei hamikdash are rishayim? They did such a terrible avera? Klei hamikdash aren't people. They didn't do anything wrong. They're not b'nei daya at all. But it's a mius. It's a mius to have klei hamikdash that were used for avodah zarah. And that's what's behind this Rambam. And he says, at the end of the first paragraph, he says, he brings the same raya as Rav Moshe. The difference between shchita and the other avodos tells you it's not about the avera, it's about the mios that's created. And he says, and even those rishonim that hold that a kohen that was over avodah zarah, if he did tshuva, even Rashi and Tosos who hold that he's kasher, it's not because Rashi and Tosfos hold it's a din in the Avera, and that the psul is a psul of rishos and of being a mumar. No, and that's why tshuva is going to help. No, that's not why they hold tshuva helps. Rather, why do Rashi and Tosfos hold that tshuva helps and allows him to be mishamish in the Beis Hamikdash again and to be nosei kapov? Says Rav Salvechik, because al yidei tshuva, what's the problem? You're not allowed to use a kli that was used for avodah zarah. Because it's the same kli, and you're using it again in the Beis Hamikdash, that's ma'us. You're not allowed to use an animal that was huktza l'avodah zarah, because it's the same animal, and you're using it in avodah, that's ma'us. But when you take a person, and the person does tshuva, it's not the same person. The shita of Rashi and Tosfos is that's the transformative power of tshuva. That it's different than the kli, it's different than all the other examples, because in all the other examples, you're dealing with something that didn't change. But someone who did tshuva, it's not just that he's not an avarian anymore, he's an ish acher lagamri. That's the lashon of the Rambam, the second paragraph of the tshuva, that he's mishana shmo, ani acher, ani also a ish, I'm a different guy, I'm not the same person anymore that did all those things. And that's what Moshe Soloveitchik used to say against the Mishnah Berurah, and say that a kohen that was avodah zarah, that's one thing. But a mumar l'chal shabbos v'esya, even though he's a mumar mitzad the gavra, and mitzad the gavra, mitzad the avera, maybe the same, but he dafka should be nosei kapav, he says, because it's dafka din mius l'gavoa. Chil shabbos is not a din mius l'gavoa. The Ovid of Zor is Mios L'Gavoa. And he says, not only that, he says, maybe it's better that he be Nosei Kapov. Moshe Soloveitchik would say, better that he be Nosei Kapov, because he's likely to forget that he's a Kohen. If when he comes to Shul, they don't even let him Duchen, he's likely to forget he's a Kohen. They forget everything if you're not observant, if you don't keep any of the mitzvahs of Torah. So better to have him be Nosei Kapov, at least he'll remember his Yichlus, at least he'll know where he comes from, and then he'll realize that he's a Kohen. But if it's purely a Din and Mios, Milchul Shabbos doesn't have that same Mios Kaita. Chomer Iser, it's the most Chomer Aver in the world. But it doesn't have that same din of meals. And if that's the halacha, then he's allowed to be nosek up. So we didn't really get a chance to go. Maybe next week we'll do another Birchus Kohanim Shir. There's a lot more good stuff on Birchus Kohanim.